With Australia's housing market so expensive in some of our big cities, more people are having to rent. But that's no picnic either. Rents are going up and leases are often short. Now the Victorian government is looking at making the rental market more secure and affordable. And one of its ideas is offering 10-year leases for tenants. Sarah Farnsworth takes a look.
Christopher Moore recently moved to Melbourne with his wife and two children. Before that, he was renting in Sydney.
I think in the last 10 years we've lived in, or 11 years, we've lived in six different houses.
In the middle of a housing affordability crisis, the Victorian government is now reviewing its residential rental laws and will look at the viability of long-term leases of up to 10 years. The Victorian Consumer Affairs Minister, Jane Garrett, says the way people are living has changed dramatically.
A lot of people don't seek to own their own homes or can't, and so renting is the way in which they create their family environment. We want to make sure that our laws provide them with the certainty that they need, and also make sure that the property owners have long-term leases available to them as well.
Mr Moore says he would want any long-term tenancy to come with rent control, like in New York.
If our rent keeps on going up, it makes it more difficult for us to save for a house.
Hal Pawson is from the City Futures Research Centre at the University of New South Wales. He agrees renting isn't just for the young, single and childless anymore.
Between 1981 and 2011, the proportion of private rental tenants who were families went up from 29% to 40%.
Swinburne Institute of Social Research figures show 15% of tenancy agreements signed recently in Victoria were for 6 months only. 80% were for 12 months. Hal Pawson says the rental market remains largely unregulated, and across the country, 6 to 12 month leases are the norm. But other countries do it differently.
Primarily in Northern Europe, where there is a much greater tenant security and usually forms of rent control as well. Germany, France, Scandinavia, places like that.
And do those countries use longer-term leases?
In some cases, it's more than that. It's open-ended. Tenants in those places will have substantially different security than they get in Australia.
Does it work in their favour or does it work in the landlord's favour?
Difficult balance to strike between freedoms for landlords and security for tenants. I think there are actually few, if any, experts who would say that unlimited security of tenure for tenants is something that we should reintroduce in Australia.
Mark O'Brien from the Tenants Union of Victoria says that longer fixed-term contracts for rentals don't necessarily work in the renter's favour.
Generally speaking, people don't want to be locked into longer-term leases, and particularly fixed-term leases, where the current conditions would mean that you're exposed to compensate the landlord if your circumstances changed and you wanted to move, or the rent could increase quite significantly during the fixed term.
It's the fear of being turfed out of a home that has Robbie Teniak favouring the idea of leases that go well beyond 12 months.
If I could get a place where I would just feel like I'd be able to put down some solid roots and then do all the things like gardening and painting and fun stuff, that'd be really nice.
Yet as Victoria's review of its laws will only be completed in 2018, renters will have to keep renewing their leases for a while longer.
Sarah Farnsworth reporting.